You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
That's what happens on my screen.
Yeah. I can't, as we're spotlit for the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So welcome everyone to tonight's beautiful moon circle. It's lovely to have you all here. I'm really glad that we could gather tonight, mainly because we're actually together, which is always really nice, and we can do one together, but also because we are sitting right there in the dark of the moon before the actual new moon, which is at 1:30 tomorrow morning, so in a few hours' time. So that's really nice because we can really just sort of sit in this energy and know that as Leela said in the email, as you sleep tonight, really your manifestations can take fold, which is pretty special actually. And we can leave our little spells and magic occurring over the night for the new moon to work its magic with. So so let's begin our beautiful evening together. Just bring yourself into a comfortable space. And just take a few slow breaths. And let's just imagine that we are standing together. And we're standing outside underneath this really beautiful sky, underneath the stars, underneath the energy of the moon. We're feeling the coolness of the weather, feeling the energy of the grass, the earth beneath our feet. And just feeling the sense of the energy of a beautiful roaring fire in the middle of our circle. And just imagine how it would be to be stood together, holding hands, feeling each other's energy, smiling at each other. Let's take a moment just to feel those energies. And just have an awareness again of this feeling of the earth beneath you. Just lengthen through your spine. Feel the energy of the stars, the sky, the cosmos above you. And just come into your heart. Feel the warmth, the connection. There's some messages coming through, but I can't.
Bianca says antimony in the description.
Oh, nice.
So our collective card draw is for all of us. So if you don't have your cards, that's perfectly fine, because this is for all of us. So what Sam and I are reading out is very much for you as it is for us and for anyone else that wants to draw from the wisdom of the collective card draw.
And Sarah's saying, like having a beginner's mind. Exactly like having a beginner's mind.
A child's mind.
Child's mind. And ultimately, it is an egoless mind. So we walk. We walk each day without the fear or the sort of holding of the story that has come before.
Yeah, and that's with a renew. It's with hope and optimism.
Oh, it's not, because you wouldn't even know what that is.
No, no.
So that's the whole point. It's with nothing. And so everything is amazing. And that's the
I just think about my little children. They wake up every morning just like, the world. Yeah. It's the world.
So it's not even having that. Yeah, it's not even having any expectation, because even a child will have the expectation based on an expectation. Mm. And so it's actually that, you know, it's a beautiful concept, very, very hard. But also, I don't know, nothing is hard. Everything is actually easy. Just that my story is that that would be hard. But that is just a story. I just need you to just see that. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Let's
moving on, we're going to sage. Let's sage my mind. So, all right. Now you can. Okay. So we're going to just chat about the current astrology. It's a biggie. So just, yeah, get ready.
Hold on.
Hold on. Did you set fire to everything?
No.
All right. Yeah. Hold on to yourself. We're going to just go through this and we're going to make time for meditation too, but we want to talk about this. It's quite exciting actually.
Yes.
Oh, so are you sharing the screen?
No.
Oh no.
Oh, we can, but so it's a new moon in Taurus, but particularly what it is that we're wanting to speak about this evening is that there is what's called a grand square happening in the sky. And a grand square is literally when you have four planets or aspects of planets that mark in the sky, and when you map them they make a square. And it's not common, it's quite a rare occurrence for that to happen. And so how long has it been going on?
And only in this last, we're in it about
just
a week.
This week.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 10-day, it's like a big 10 days. I think some of you on my sadhana will have heard me said we've got a really big 10 days coming. And that was towards the end of this sadhana period. Mm.
Do you want me to share the screen?
Oh, you could do so they can see it. That's nice, yeah, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. All right.
We're gonna be really technical tonight and share a screen.
Okay, so what we have called up is this is the astrological chart of today. And the aspects that we're talking about, can you see my cursor as I move my cursor over the screen?
Yep.
Okay, great. So the aspects that we're talking about is over here we have Pluto, and this little symbol next to it is the retrograde symbol. So Pluto, literally right now in the sky, is actually appearing to move backwards and is currently in Sagittarius.
And this, just to be clear, this is real sky astrology. So it's what is actually up in the sky, and it will be different if you've heard this
to what popular astrologers are speaking about.
We'll show you why that's powerful in a minute.
This aspect here is relating to Jupiter, and Jupiter is currently in the sign of Pisces. Over here is the sign of Mars. And Mars is currently in the sign of Cancer, and it doesn't have a marker. Well, it sort of does here. But this symbol over here is the south node of the moon. And the south node of the moon is a nodal point of the moon, which is currently in the sign of Virgo. And the south node represents our karma, what we arrived here in this lifetime, the baggage we arrived with, and what it is that we are here to transmute and to work through, the wisdom that we arrived with, and what it is that we can only know what we know. And that's what's represented by the south node. And so if we're to draw a line from the south node to Mars, to Jupiter, and then across to Pluto, and then up to the south node, it makes the grand square. Yeah, so this is what is literally exactly happening in the sky this evening.
So what's really good to think about is, do you have a sign that's in Sagittarius? So, and it might be that you're just thinking of your tropical signs, but that's okay. But I want you to think just about, if you know from Real Sky, it's Sagittarius, Cancer, Pisces, and Virgo. It's quite important. It's going to play out for you.
And a grand square literally means that these four planets in the sign that they're in is creating a great relationship. It's a great influence. It's a lock. When there's a square, we've got four 90-degree angles, and each of those angles is perfect because it is a part of a square, which is a relationship to all of the other angles. And so what makes up this square right now is Pluto in Sagittarius, retrograding, Jupiter in Pisces, Mars in Cancer, and the south node of the moon in Virgo. And we're going to explain what that means now. That was a nice little crash course. I hope that's okay. Does everyone sort of...
We thought that would be a nice thing to be able to see. Mm-hmm. So these are very much our interpretations of what is occurring. And it actually is quite mind-boggling. And the point of this is we're taking this very simply. We're not complicating it. We're just looking at the planet and the sign and then working out what that might mean for us. And it's really quite obvious when we look at it.
So Pluto is the planet of death, of change, of transformation. It's currently retrograding, which means it appears to be moving backwards in the night sky. And exactly right now, it's sitting at 29 degrees of Sagittarius, which is a karmic degree. When it's a karmic degree, it's very important to pay attention to, because this is literally the karma of our collective consciousness or your individual. It has purpose for you, for what it is that you came here to do. And so with Pluto, we're looking at generational change and generational transformation. Then when we look at Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter is actually the ruler of Sagittarius, which is where Pluto is sitting right now. Now, Jupiter represents truth, high knowledge, and expansion. And it's so, and in the sign of, so Jupiter is in the sign of Pisces, and this is going to start to give us a sense of revelations and higher understandings of things that we actually were not really expecting, or that which may be on the horizon and that is coming. And again, this is in a sense of the collective consciousness. This is all of the things that are happening globally, not necessarily what is happening in your personal life, but what's happening in your personal life is very much influenced by the global consciousness.
It's kind of like saying that, you know, if we think about, first of all, the Pluto in Sagittarius, we're saying that there's going to be a complete change or a complete transformation of something that we have believed. And because it's at a karmic degree, we are likely to say that's, like, you know, it could be something, we were joking about it earlier, like aliens are real. It just suddenly becomes a very, and there they are. Or what was the other thing you were saying? You said something else, but it's that kind of, you know, it's like something that we just,
oh, yeah, like black holes. Like we suddenly understand what a black hole is out in space, and we learn that it's a portal for time travel.
It'll be something that has been a big thing, as in, you know, it's going to be a big belief shift, and it's the death of a concept. So it will create a complete karmic end of one cycle.
Yes. And with Pluto being a generational planet that takes, was it 235 years or something to orbit the sun, these are themes that have been playing out for hundreds of years, that have been present for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And so then when we come to Mars in Cancer, you talk about this because this is bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mars in Cancer, this is really cool. So Mars is the god of war. Well, Mars brings the energy of war, really, but holds the god of war. And so that means that basically it's in Cancer, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. It's basically represented by the feminine. So what we can really say is that this is the matriarchy going into battle. Now, that means that either the matriarchy are going to be attacked, or the matriarchy are going to say the mother. So when I say matriarchy, I want to talk about is the feminine, the divine feminine, everything we can understand as feminine is going to go into a state of war. That hopefully will be in a feminine way, but it feels like that is the shift of this matriarchal energy, where we stop being, I don't really want to say it, but potentially stop being as passive as we've been, and we start actually standing up and saying, this is what needs to happen, which is fascinating.
Well, and then because the final aspect of the square, the final code to this relationship is that the south node of the moon is in Virgo. And this brings with it the lessons that we have been working on for generations. That's Pluto. What has been the theme of the feminine for generations? That is our karma right now. And that's exasperated because it's in this karmic degree of Sagittarius. What is the baggage that we've come with? What are the lessons that we've arrived here with? What are our gifts that we've arrived here in this lifetime with? And how do we take that into, well, this war for the feminine? And so one of the things when we were sort of going into this and breaking this all down was to look at it from an outsider's perspective. Like if we were a being from a whole nother star system looking down onto the planet Earth right now and saying, well, how would we summarize the feminine on the planet Earth right now? What is our individual concept of that? Because that is really what the essence of this energy and these stars is really asking us to come out into, like, zoom out, like, what is the nature of our collective feminine consciousness? Not individually, not against each other, but collectively, how are we all showing up as the human feminine consciousness? And what is our role that we desire to play in that?
So what's very interesting in that those lessons from a Virgo point of view are the lessons of being a victim, the lessons of an addictive nature, of being daydreaming, not being present, going into extremisms, self-doubt. And one of the things that is majorly it's at the Achilles heel of this is the victim consciousness. So when we think about this as the feminine on the planet right now, the matriarchal system, it doesn't sound good, but it is time for us. I think many, many women are thinking, yes, that's enough of that. We want to stand up as true, strong matriarchal leaders. And if any of you were with us at the beginning of the year when we were talking about what this year was all about, and you remember I was talking about the numerology being the 7 year and that being connected to Ganesha, to the elephant energy, and the fact that elephants are a matriarchal system, and it was time for us to get back in touch with this matriarchal energy, to actually trust our divine intuitive knowledge, that we know what our children need. We know what other humans need. We know what our communities need. But we actually have to find the courage to speak up. We have to stop being victims. We have to stop being self-absorbed, and we have to start actually behaving in this true feminine power. So that's not that we need to attack everyone. It's not in a patriarchy way. We actually have to make change, hopefully, in a divinely feminine way. So it's quite big.
It is massive. And the way that we can really harness this new moon energy is to look to is to take the cosmicness of the stars and the relationship that we are a part of as a planet, that's a part of a galaxy, that's a part of our solar system, that's a part of a galaxy, that's a part of a universe, and so on and so on. But then it's to draw that all the way back down to the earth, and that we are of the earth, but we are more than the earth. We are not just earthbound creatures. We hold this capacity for what's called the threefold flame. And the threefold flame is to realize the threefold flame is to fully, completely, and wholly step into the absolute expression of what you have available to you. The three flames are the flame of love, the flame of wisdom, and the flame of power. And the human being and our opportunity here in this reality that we live in is to completely and wholly embody these three flames of love, wisdom, and power. And these flames are represented across the universe in many different forms, but the human being is the only known, it's more than an organism, being that has the capacity to hold it within one being. Otherwise, it is held in it's held in the elementals, in the earth creatures, it's held in the stars, in the devas, and it's held in, I can't think of it right now. But one of the most unique and fundamental capacities of the human being is that we have the ability to hold all of these flames within us as a complete expression of the universe consciously.
And it shows up in everything. It shows up in all, you know, all forms, all traditions, all religions. And so you might really know this as the Holy Trinity, but it's recognizing that that Holy Trinity, which we have all been educated to revere, is actually in us. It is the aspects of us. And I think is the realization of the Holy Trinity being within us. And that is when we're actually going to start having the capacity to step into our true energies, powers, light consciousness as humans. And so if you add everything that we've talked about, and then on top of that, just take a moment to consider just how many times I keep boring you with the solar flares, which is continually, then you'll understand that we are then on top of that being bombarded in a very nice way with these light code upgrades. And so if you are open to it, if you are holding yourself as a clear vessel, and then you are inviting, you know, your organs, your muscle, your fascia, you're inviting every part of this, your skin, this unique vessel to receive those light codes. And in doing so, you become even more connected to the light. And this is where we're going to experience this ascension, where we're going to start having, and this is why, you know, it's going to be different, our concept of what a war might be, or our concept of what it might be for the matriarchy to step up is different. But I think it's going to be a realization of gifts, a realization of our capacity to telepathically communicate, to understand nature as ourselves, to learn how to relate with the earth again. and also relate to the stars, to the cosmos, and potentially to other life forms. So it's a powerful time to ponder.
And right now the chapter is that it's the woman's time. This is the chapter of the matriarchy, of the female. That there has, we've left the chapter of the masculine and we're in the chapter of the female. And this is very exciting.
I think as well what also excites us is that, you know, this is, we are conscious that we're coming to the end of the throat chakra gateway, the Venus gateway for the throat. So we've really been working on this energy of learning how to be and live in our truth. Someone says something very beautiful today. Ebony says something beautiful. She got a card about, you know, it wasn't, she said it wasn't just about speaking her truth, but it was being able to sort of creatively express that truth, you know, being able to hold that energy. So this time, this darkness that we're in right now, the dark of the winter, the dark of the moon, it is an opportunity for you to get very, very clear about your truth. And really, you know, not, I don't want to say that in a, because I think we say it a lot and it's just taken flippantly, but there is never going to be a better time for you to do that, especially the women that are here. I was thinking about this, you know, if you are here, then without shadow of a doubt, you are a seer, a priestess, a healer, a witch, whatever it is that you relate to, you are that. And you potentially were in lifetimes before, and you are here now to bring those gifts back and to use those gifts. But you're only going to do that once you step back into your truth. So you're going to have to really unpick those places where you've just been doing what you think you should, or you've just been playing out this card that we think we've been dealt. Because it's now time for us to really step up. And if we do, then as we come into this next Venus gateway next week, which is of the third eye, I believe we're all going to potentially start having very powerful visions of a new future.
Let's meditate.
Okay. Should we draw a card in there?
Yeah, that's actually a nice idea. Let's do that.
Let's take
we'll a card. We'll just draw a card.
Let's draw a card and let's see what your future is.
Oof.
That's a karmic card. mine is a nice card. It just says open. How great is that? It just says yes.
Well, that's brilliant.
Yes. Because
we have the Knight of Blades, which is rapid change and seize the day.
Oh, that's so good. My card literally says expand through the extremes, trust life.
So, Di, we can accomplish anything.
Yes, do it.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.